This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday, the 21st of April, Easter Monday. This is Tune In with Erica, and it's so good to get together with you. Hey, hey, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whenever you are choosing to listen to me. It is truly, truly good to be back here on 1-2 Radio. I have had some hiccups in the last couple of weeks, so the first thing I'm going to do is to ask you to be some help to me, to be my guide. And if you are in the Facebook chat room, would you please let me know that I've safely made it on air? I have a new computer, a new operating system. I cannot find anything. A new mixer, all sorts of things. So I am hoping that I am with you live on this Easter Monday. And okay, I think I have got some help coming in from the States. Good. Thank you. Now that is, God bless her, that is my colleague on 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen. That is Serena. I cannot tell you how grateful, the depths of my gratitude to Serena, because bless her, with her generosity and love as part of the 1-2 family, she spent hours and hours the other night helping me get this mixer up and helping me getting working, and so that I can talk to you. So Serena, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And don't forget, of course, Serena's got her own show today. You can join her for Life Journeys at 11 this morning. I also want to take this opportunity to give a shout out to Mark Husson, who I know is also here. He's got my back the whole while. He's preparing for his show, which follows this one. So thank you, Mark, for taking the time out to just check that I finally made it on air. And you have no idea how much work goes on behind the scenes to get 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Academy, the whole 1-2 family group, to work. It is an inspiration. It is the brainchild of Mark Husson. He takes such good care of us, and you just do not see the amount of backstage work that goes on to make this such a professional, wonderful, seamless family and offering. So thank you to Mark as well. So here we go. I'm on the 21st, and I can see so many people coming into the Facebook chat room. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I am going to, with my new, hopefully faster computer, refresh the page and just take a look in there. I will be doing you readings as we go along. If you want to come and join those lovely people in the Facebook chat room, it's very simple. Go to the website 1-2radio.com. Take a look at the menu on the left-hand side, with many options, including the on-demand, where I will get the show to on-demand as fast as I possibly can when I come off air. And you will see an option to chat. It will take you straight into the Facebook chat room, where you can come and say hello. And I'm just doing the Facebook dance of turning the things the right way up. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who's just down the road from me here in the UK in Cornwall, and to Serena, bless you, to Tara, to Renee, to Maureen. I've said hello to Mark and to Laura as well. And I can see the comments coming in from Maureen and Renee and Tara and Jean. Good morning to Jean and Renee again. Yes, Maureen, bless you. Just woohoo, you're live. I'm just doing a lot of woohooing as well. Okay, well, I will come in there if you would like readings. I will take a look in that Facebook chat room a little later on, and I will do you some readings. I have my trusty angel wisdom tarot at the side of me. So what is on the way, energies at the moment? Well, do you know what came to me today was carpe diem. Seize the day. And just every day is such a joy, such a gift. This morning I was so filled with gratitude for a connection of friendship that and a day that I shared yesterday playing music. And I came across this quotation that I just thought was wonderful, which is that gratitude fills the holes that disappointment and heartache and just life's other wounds leave us. And it's true. If you can just find a way to find something to be grateful for, even when you feel depleted and wounded, it's true. It really is like a balm that helps you move forward. So there was that, and I also was looking forward to the fact we're coming up on Beltane, which is the 1st of May or the 1st, 2nd, depending on your view of that. It's the wheel of the year. It's a fire festival. And I am surrounded by fire and dragons and fecundity and promises of new situations, which may be good or bad, but they will be new. The world is moving forward. I need to write my starscopes, which thanks to not having a computer, I haven't done yet. I need to do the May starscopes so that I can bring them to you next week. Not having a computer is my excuse. It's like a child not doing her homework. But anyway, I will get them done for you. And I pulled a card for all of us today, whether you're able to get in the Facebook chat room or not. I always like to do a card. Perhaps you're listening to the on demand. We are always connected. And what I got was the one of fire. There's a surprise. We're coming up on Beltane. So be bold, be courageous, have a passion for life, even if it's little things. Blending mindfulness and spiritual practice with a huge dollop of fun and laughter and inclusion and connection. Just pure spirit of fun, no alcohol involved. That was me yesterday. It was just such a glorious day to just let my hair down, and we were making music and dancing and the sun was shining, and it just felt like an injection of spirit. And it's lovely to be spiritual, and I do start my day with spiritual practice. I'm sure you all do as well. We do meditation and we do all sorts of things. But every so often, we just need a really good hug and a belly laugh. And so the cards today are talking about that. So I can see loads of you coming in this Facebook chat room. So I'm very much looking forward to doing readings for you as it goes along. One other thing, of course, today that I saw on the news first thing this morning, I'm sure you've seen it by now, is the passing of the Pope, who's gone back into spirit. That is going to make a huge change in our world as well. I wondered whether to talk about it, and I thought, well, there are aspects of what I'm saying that are connected to this, because Pope Francis, he's arranged his own funeral, and he's not going to end up in the papal glory of Vatican City. He's going to be in a place called Santa Maria Maggiore. He was a very humble man. He was a champion of the dispossessed. He was a critic of corporate greed and social and economic inequity. Interesting man, born Jorge Mario Bergoglio in Buenos Aires. He didn't get to be Pope till he was 2013, and he took the bus, not the papal car, back to his Vatican home, paid his own bill, and moved into a modest Vatican guest house and not the palatial apartments of the Pope. He believed in a poor church and church for the poor. And whether you are connected to the Catholic faith or not, his passing is going to make a huge ripple in the world today, because so much of the world is connected to the Catholic faith. And it will be very, very interesting to see who succeeds him, because he was a reformer. He reformed a lot of the Catholic Church, and a lot of the conservatives did not like that. So now the battle will be on. Do they choose another reformer, or are they going to go back to the more conservative Catholic Church? Watch this space. It will be interesting. But that came through to me with today's angel message, because I sat outside and meditated about an hour before this show, as I always do, saying, come on, what do you want me to talk about today? And again, the same two words came through that they have been saying to me all year: honesty and integrity. And I said to them, are you sure that's again? And they went, yep. So I sat and thought about it. Yep, you're right. In particular, my mind was drawn to talk about whether we trust or not the information that's put in front of us. And we live, as you well know, in tumultuous times at the moment. My goodness, are we weathering change. And what we read is either opinion or fact or manipulation, or possibly a blend of all of those. So you end up second guessing everything until you can research the facts. There's a couple of facts I saw going past and I thought, really? And I thought, well, it may be true. I hadn't expected it, but I need to research it to make sure that actually it's not opinion or manipulation. So there's a lot of that about. And then the angels drew my attention to the fact that actually it has always been like that. It's just that we didn't really engage with that particular truth. I mean, if you think about it, history was always written by the conqueror, not the vanquished. So everything that is presented to you comes through a certain window, not the whole vista. So again, this honesty, integrity, is it true? Look underneath, second guess everything. The other message they had to me, which goes with the Pope actually perfectly, is are you living your spirituality, not just wearing it like a cloak? You know, spirituality comes from how you interact in your daily life, not some kind of act that you put on. That's what they wanted me to say today. So I will leave that thought with you. So I can see so many people coming into the chat room. Let me do the refresh thing again. And it is a joy. Thank you so much for supporting me. I love the love that comes into this chat room. So let me just go in here. Happy birthday, Taurus, by the way. We've just stepped into Taurus, and I know Mark Husson's going to be talking a lot about that in half an hour's time at the top of the hour when he does his show. So let me just, I've now got 14 people in the chat room. Let me just sort this out, get myself sorted, and say hello. So good morning to Maureen. You've missed me. Oh, I missed you too. You would like a card. Okay. Financial abundance, as I'm ready to visit my dragon penny slots. Okay. So a card for Maureen, please. Angels and dragons. If you feel the dragon, I've got so many dragons around me at the moment, I cannot begin to tell you. It's the energy of Beltane. So Maureen, what I've got is the Chariot, which I do love as a major arcana card. Again, it's about controlling your life and telling you that you do have control over it. And if you don't have control, it's that saying, if you have control over it, and you want it to go in a certain direction, even if the control is your thoughts, then do it. If you don't have control of it, then drop it and let it go. Because if you don't have control, there's nothing you can do about it. Just let it flow past you. This card also comes with a very Cancerian energy. It's to do with that time in summer. And you are asking about abundance. I would say to you that because I'm so drawn to that, that there is a message about abundance coming in the summertime, to just pace yourself and keep your mindset on the fact that it will work out somehow. And I have to say, as another Libra, I'm right there with you at the moment because I have to pay for this computer. Okay, let me have another look. Good morning to Renee. Happy Easter to you. Good morning to Tara. Good morning. Joining me live in Easter. Jennifer, yes, I've made it. Yay. And Jean McIntosh, oh, you are so good, all of you. So let's go down. Serena is there. Pamela, hello, you're glad I made it back on air. Pamela, so am I. Jean would like a reading, of course. So let's have a go for Jean. What does Jean need to know on this day, the 21st of March? That's half the deck. That means I haven't cleared the deck. If your cards do that to you and suddenly give you a wodge of that, it means I haven't cleared the deck. So let's do this again for Jean. There we go. One card. Interesting. Now, this is a card about our material existence or finance. And it's a card that some people don't like to get. I actually think it's a very useful card. Normally, I would say it's finance, but what the angels are telling me is it's this kind of shroud that can be around us thanks to the news at the moment, of feeling lack or feeling that we can't do anything or feeling powerless, and that creating a heaviness, like somebody's put a great heavy lead cloak around your shoulders. When I'm looking at that card, that's what this feels like. But actually, you can turn it around, because I've got it with Archangel Sandalphon, who works with our very lowest chakra, the earth star chakra beneath your feet. And it's grounding yourself, he tells me, in knowing that all is well and that you are a spiritual being, and whatever you're seeing around you, this spin, this all this news and the fear that's spinning, don't let it get to you. Don't let that cloak of fear and heaviness sit on your shoulders. You've got this. You are a spiritual light being, and you can create your own, if necessary, a column of light, they show me, in the center of you that will just blast the fear mongering away. So I hope that that will help you. The next card is for Jennifer Hart, who's down the road in Gulvale, would like a card. I know you've been out walking this morning. I envy you. I didn't make it. I got to go shopping and buy food. So here we go. Another major arcana card. They are bringing them out. So this is the High Priestess. I love this card. It's a very watery, very deeply feeling card. It's about, and she's got water pouring straight through her and from her garments. This is a card of emotions just pouring, of flowing. It comes with Archangel Haniel, who's the Archangel of Love. And I use love in its broadest terms, not necessarily just romantic love. And on her lap, she has a book open, but the pages are blank because she's writing it. And it's a card particularly connected to the moon. So this is talking about using the moon energies to help you, but just allowing those emotions to flow, because that's what needs to happen. On the subject of moons, I was just going to look to see where the moon is today. And I'm looking in Mark's Power Peak. If you don't get Mark's Power Peak, why not? It's terribly useful. And it's got wonderful articles. There's a whole team behind it. The actual diary of events for the moon is written by, the astrology is by C.A. Brooks. You've got all the wisdom of Mo Abdelbaki, who to me feels like he's been wise since he was born. You've got insight from Kelly Whetstone and from Grace and from Ginger. And the whole thing is overseen by Mark Husson. So amazing wisdom in there. And all you've got to do is go on the front page of 1-2 Listen, and you'll see you can sign up for the Power Peak. And you get the astrological breakdown sent to you every week, free. I mean, what's not to like? And it gives you a take on the world. I always look in there, and quite often, if I'm feeling something and I can't work out why I'm feeling like that, and I go and look in the Power Peak and I go, oh, okay, got it. It's the energies at the moment. How do I interact with that? Especially if you know your own chart, and you can look on your chart to see where that particular placement is on your chart. So the moon is in Aquarius today. Last week of the lunar cycle can be characteristically quiet and low-key, CA says, unless you consider the discomfort of inner turmoil. Oh, great. The new moon is on Sunday afternoon, April 27th, and as we wind our way through the days, our confrontations may be more with ourselves than with outsiders. Well, that is useful information for me, because when I know things like that, then I can make sense of what I'm feeling. So sign up to the Power Peak, I would say. And of course, Mark is going to talk more about it at the top of the hour. I'm very mindful I'm looking at the clock to make sure that I get through all these readings. Good morning to Denise. You would like a card if time allows. Let's take a look, clear the deck. What could we say to Denise that would be helpful to her? Oops, let's turn those over. Actually, I've got two. I will accept two cards. When they start throwing 4 and 5 cards at me, I know that I need to clear the deck again. But actually, your mind, your thoughts, are very useful to you at the moment, Denise, because I have the Magician with the wand, as above, so below, as within, so without. In other words, you have the power. The wand is in your hand, but I have it with the Queen of Air, which is a very Libran card. The Queen of Air has a great sense of humour, but she's also got a very, very incisive mind. You know, she's experienced, she's brilliant. Sometimes it tips over into judgmental, but she's very, very good. She's got a sword in her hand, because in standard tarot, the air cards are the sword. And she can just, I'm going to say, cut through the crap. That's the only word for it. And see what needs doing. And you have it with the Magician. So I would say use that kind of energy, and lucky you this week. Moving forward, I can see Pamela would like a card. whatever you need to hear most. So let's just clear the deck and ask what message Pamela would like. There we go. I got one card. Again, Major Arcana cards. We live in extraordinary times. So, inspiration, it's the star. Comes with Archangel Jophiel. The star is about having faith in the future, about being inspired. The word inspiration from the Latin means to breathe in, to bring into you wonderful, inspiring light and energy. She has water pouring from the two urns she's carrying, and the urns both have the sign of Aquarius on, and the moon is in Aquarius today. So what inspires you today? What thoughts come to you that either make you feel happy or inspired or something you want to bring in your life? Make a note of them to make sure you don't forget them. So moving onwards, Tara. I'm definitely feeling that carpe diem, absolutely. Seize the day. Happy to have a day off, whether it's spent getting it all done or enjoying some relaxing time. I prescribe both, actually, because you feel good about getting some of the to-do list done, the important bits, and then you need to chill out. Good morning. Oh, bless him, to Mark Husson, who is in the room. I really appreciate that, Mark. Maureen says it'll be interesting to see who will precede Pope Francis. Absolutely. I'm hoping for someone who will have as much integrity as that Pope has. He's been a great critic of some of the things that have gone on, particularly in the US. So it will be very interesting to see what comes of that. I'm just refreshing these comments because I can see that many more comments have been coming into the room. Bear with me while I go down the bottom of the list and make sure I've got there. I can see more and more comments coming in, but for some reason, I'm going to do one more refresh. It's not pulling them up, so bear with me. At least my computer's much faster today and my mouse is talking to it. There's always an improvement in that. And I was talking to someone this morning over coffee and saying, we are utterly blessed with the technology we have at the moment. I know there are times when I curse it, and as with all things that human beings have ever invented from the wheel onwards, we can either use it for good or for bad. But it is absolutely amazing that I know the station behind all this, radio.co, is in Liverpool here in the UK. 1-2 listeners in Colorado. I think there's a connection to this somewhere in Texas, and I'm speaking to you from Cornwall. So, I mean, my goodness, what a way of connecting do we have? So I am now further down this list, and let's take a look at the other comments that are coming in. You're very welcome, Maureen, and you are also very welcome, Jennifer. Good morning to Jean. I've said right on, such bizarre craziness surrounding you and relatives and politics. You, me, both, and the rest of us, I suspect. And also Denise said, thank you for the reading. Good. I think I have caught up with all those readings. I hope I have. So was there anything else? Well, do you know the angels are saying to me, I'm just surrounded by dragons at the moment because it's coming up on Beltane. If you would like a dragon, by the way, and you don't have one, I know all of you in the chat room have got dragons because we've been here before. But if you would like a dragon and you're new to this show, first of all, how lovely to meet you, and welcome to 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen and the whole glorious 1-2 family. It is such a safe, nurturing connection to have. Make the most of it. But also, if you'd like a dragon, ask. It's very simple. You can take yourself, it's like any meditation, you take yourself into a safe space. And if you like to surround yourself with a golden light bubble, or in some way shroud yourself in a golden cloak, or call in your guardian angel so you feel very, very safe, because dragons do feel quite different, and then ask for a dragon and see what comes. There are water dragons, air dragons, earth dragons, fire dragons. There are blends of all those dragons. There are intergalactic dragons. You never know what you're going to get. You might get more than one dragon. I would say to you, they feel slightly different because they are from the angelic realms. I mean, dragons are awesome powers, but they're also part fae. They have a more material feel than an angel. An angel, angels don't actually step into our body. They can surround us and love us, but dragons can almost blend with you. So you feel the presence of a dragon. So you close your eyes and go in, center yourself, and make sure that you center your chakras and put light around you, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Ask for your dragon and then be very mindful how your body feels. When I call my fire dragon in, Max, he's a massive fire dragon, I feel like this huge protective force field is behind me because Max is massive. Equally, I have a little Andromedan dragon, and the Andromedans are very, very gentle people from another galaxy. And dragons can shapeshift. They don't have to be big. So Sophie, my little dragon, will almost sit in the palm of my hand. She can be huge, but she sits in the palm of my hand, and I can ask her just to step into my heart space with the most gentle, loving, healing presence. You may get a dragon like that. Or you might get... I've got another dragon, Kiara, who's actually tattooed on my back, who's more like a kind of guide. She kind of pitches up when I don't so much need protection, but I need some guidance. And she kind of pitches up and goes, "Oi, what do you think you're doing?" In a kind of more dragon and kind way, but that's basically what she's doing. So there we go. I hope that you will find this information useful. I'm going to take one final look in this Facebook chat room before I make way for Mark Husson, who's going to tell us all about Taurus. And I am so looking forward to that. And I know he said in his message that the water influence is leaving the astrology as we're stepping towards Taurus, and the difference that that is going to make. I can see his banners up already. So that is great. Okay. I think I am going to pretty much leave it there. So, because I'm coming up on time and I know we need time to switch from one show to the other. So don't forget that Mark is coming up next. Then you've got the Intuition Hour with Kat at 9. At 10, it's the Love Sherpa, Laurie, the Love Sherpa with. At 11, yay, good morning, it's Life Journeys with Serena. Bless you, my darling. And it's Fresh 55 at noon. So an entire day of wonderful, wonderful things and inspiration here on 1-2 Radio. So there you go. That is it from me. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting me in the chat room, for turning up for our connection. Have yourself a wonderful day. I will be back next week with the Starscapes. Until then, lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.